Hundreds showed up at last night's Pima Community College board meeting, holding signs that read, "In-State for DACA Students," a term used to describe President Obama's deferred action for childhood arrivals. The plan gives temporary work permits to undocumented people under 31 years old with no criminal record who have been in the country for the last 5 years, were brought as children, and are either enrolled or have graduated from high school or have served in the military. The Pima Community College Governing Board voted 4-1 last night to accept the permit as proof of residency. Board member Scott Stewart was the only vote against the measure.
I think it is premature for the college to do this. There are some legal questions that still need to be resolved that aren't resolved to my satisfaction, as well as the cost model.
The rest of the board, Sylvia Lee, Marty Cortez, David Longoria, and Brenda Even, say there is no need to punish those who were brought to the U.S. as children and have called Southern Arizona their home.
My name is Osmar Urias. I've lived here in Tucson for 11 years. Came here when I was 9.
Urias is a student at Pima, and despite living in Tucson for more than a decade, he pays out-of-state tuition because he does not have legal immigration status in the U.S. Urias says he applied for deferred action status about 3 months ago. If he receives the temporary work permit, he will qualify for in-state tuition at Pima.
It will facilitate things. It will be less things in my way, less obstacles.
Pima Community College officials say colleges in about a dozen other states have already approved in-state tuition for those who qualify for deferred action. Maricopa Community Colleges approved the change last year. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.